Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today is December 4th, 2019. Can you believe it? We're already almost through 2019 and we are in store for really there's some big, massive energetic shifts still coming through the end of the year. It's almost December. We have one big one, December 12th, 2019. Then we're going to have probably the most massive one of the year, December 21st, 2019. Now, I feel like if you've been really working on maintaining space of ease, if you've really been clearing and shifting and changing a lot, you may not be so affected by this shift. But as we move closer and closer to it, many people are experiencing massive emotional outbreaks, really feeling the effects of the no change, right? Now they're getting to that intensity where it's like, okay, I have to change and I have to change now. And there's that urgency, that sense of real urgency that, you know, the change has to happen right this very moment. And that's because probably for potentially years and years and years, they've been getting the awareness that they need to make the changes, and they haven't made them yet. So if you have been procrastinating in your changing ways, this really might be an intense period for you this month of December. And not only are we looking at these big, huge energy shifts, but we are integrating into lots of family patterning. And so today I wanted to talk about that. Bloodline programming, family patterning, old generational energies, you know, really kind of talk about that, talk about what I feel like that means. And really, what I do believe is happening right now in this reality, so much repatterning, right? So much awakening. It really is a great time to be alive, you guys. It really is. So if you're not feeling that way right now, like if you're feeling heavy and hard and like depressed and anxious, please know that that is energy that, number one, more than likely isn't even yours. And number two, it's because you're not really in the path of your truth yet. Because, man, people are waking up all over this planet and realizing that things have to change and you're no different. We're realizing and people are discovering that they are the creator of their reality and they are deep diving into creating something different. So today I just wanted to chat about that. I want to do some clearings, some releasing on bloodline ties, family patterning, old generational energies, anything that's holding you back that really is more of that kind of that bloodline energy or that generational energy, because it's time to be free, you know. And again, like, you know, moving through this next holiday season, right, here in the United States. And I think pretty much around the world, I think most of us celebrate Christmas in December, right? But this is the time of familyness and togetherness, right? And we're seeing all these patterns and all these things. It's like, wow, it's uncomfortable. And it's, it's all of that stuff. So today I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to deep dive into some of that stuff, share some awarenesses that I have around that stuff. And I wanted to talk to you about even something completely unrelated, but I thought it was super cool that I went this weekend, this last weekend, we just had Thanksgiving, right, here in the U.S. Anyways, I know in other countries not so much, but here in the U.S. we just had Thanksgiving, and on Thanksgiving, we kind of always, we don't celebrate traditional Thanksgiving. We're more of a non-traditional family anymore, but we do enjoy to get together with the family, and we did have like a vegan feast. No turkey killers at home this year, but we had a lot of fun. We hung out, we played cards, we shared and really allowed ourselves to experience joy. And I think that that's a big concept that we really need to understand as we're moving to more and more of that family togetherness. Like, give yourself some space to experience joy. Don't start out the day with the projection and expectation of what people are going to choose, who's going to be what, what's going to happen. It's really, really important that we stay out of the projections and expectations, and we really allow ourselves and allow other people to show up however they would like to show up, without judgments, without attachments, being in that space of allowance. And so it was really that space of allowance. It's so amazing to me how differently I function now with family than I used to function with family. It's like a whole new world. But anyways, after dinner and after we hung out for the day, me and my girls and my husband, we usually go out to the movies, do something fun. And we went to see Frozen 2. And if you haven't seen that movie, I highly suggest it. I won't spoil the ending here, but was really very profound film. And even though it's a Disney cartoon, right? But it's so what's the word I'm looking for? In alignment, I guess, with what we are going through right now. This was about the girls breaking these family patterns, breaking these, like going back through where their bloodline had made mistakes and making it right. And what I thought was probably the most profound message in the movie was, Elsa was given her gift as a baby because she was the chosen one to release this this family mistake, if you will. Okay, and I feel like that's so telling of what we're experiencing right now. So many of us, I feel like probably all of us, are born with this gift right now where we have this amazing gift to untangle and unwind the mistakes of the past. You know, there's not one of us that I feel like comes from a family bloodline that hasn't integrated some type of restriction or some type of limitation or some type of form and structure that is really truly harming us as a whole. Now, that doesn't mean that maybe you're the big creator of some big huge problem, but it's these family choices that bloodlines have made through generation through generation through generation that are sticking us in these old limitations. And I just felt like that movie was really eye-opening. I thought it was such a great movie to kind of invite people into this world of exploring. Hey, you know, just because they're an ancestor of yours and you're related to them doesn't mean that they were amazing, great people like you are. And not saying that without saying like the bad or wrong or whatever, but really getting that, you know what, we have all been the creator of something in this reality, and some of us have created more upset than others, right? And some of our family, you know, some of the reasons that we're in the predicaments of limitation that we're in right now is because of generational energies where people have made decisions that have trickled down and caused real effects on this planet, suffering and upset and just on and on and on, right? They are the creator. One of the things I really understand, though, is that a lot of us came here to experience, or we all came here to experience this deep lack. So, you know, hundreds of years ago, my ancestors may have created a huge lack and limitation, and maybe I'm here. I am the releaser of that paradigm, right? I am here sharing information because maybe thousands upon thousands or maybe even millions of people are living within that restriction of what something that my family bloodline created. And I'm here to help release that. Yeah, and everything all of that is, let's just clear that out. We haven't even done an expansion yet today, but everything all of that is all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Yeah, let's just release that now. Vaporize, 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 and just let that go. It really had such a tone of releasing the righteousness around family paradigms. And I thought, you know, it's so amazing. So if you haven't seen Frozen 2, I don't want to keep talking about Frozen 2, but there's so many awarenesses about it. And that's, again, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about all of this information all rolled into one, but I do suggest go see Frozen 2. It's a great movie. I haven't enjoyed a Disney movie like that in a really long time. So yeah, I do highly recommend it. So before we keep babbling today, let's go ahead and expand out. So go ahead and take some nice deep breaths. Yeah, and put our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. Our barriers down. And let's go ahead and expand out. And make yourself as big as just go ahead and go as big as the city that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath, and go ahead and make yourself as big as the county that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Yeah, nice deep breath. And as big as the country that you're in, all the way out, all the way down, and all the way up. And as big as the planet that we're all on, becoming one with everyone and everything. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster for the universe. Yeah, and the multiverse, multiple universes, times that by a million, 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 all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Awesome, nice deep breath. Yeah, just really get into that yummy space of you-ness. And today, let's really dive into some of these old bloodlines, some of these old family patterns. Like, really, what if you are the one who has come here at this very moment because you are here to break these old form and structures and constructs and places and spaces where your bloodline, your generation, your family energies have created these lack of limitations. And that's what we are all here doing right now. We are breaking those up. We are looking at all of this family stuff, right? We're really looking at it, going, okay, does this actually work for my life? Is this something I want to continue to carry? Is this something that I want to bring forward? Is this something that I want to instill in the upcoming generation, right? Do I want to pass this to my children? Do I want to give this to my nieces and nephews? And, you know, the younger generation of my family, is this something that I want to continue to pass on? I think more and more of us are awakening and discovering that these family ties, these family energies, these bloodline ties are just really too much for us to continue to carry on, and the burden of it, right? Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? and vaporize. Man, I just like dove right in today. I was really so excited about really looking at these constructs in that Frozen movie, man. It really, truly put me in a different space with all of this. And, you know, so if you're new to my radio show, I am using just some consciousness tools to really release the programming, the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be is where you have all of your programming, all of the things, all of the limitations, everything that you have decided is real and true. And when we do these energy clearings, what that does is it just helps to kind of shift the energy so you can have a different choice and a different possibility. So I wanted to mention as well, I've been feeling so amazing. I am so grateful for the life I live right now. I mean, I should say every day, not just right now, but today was day number 4. We are 4 days into the 30 days of gratitude. And today we did gratitude for choice. Right? Gratitude that we have choices available to us. We've been kind of choosing this gratitude paradigm. Today we did, I'm grateful for the right to choose what works for my life. I'm thankful for the ability to check in and see what I would like to choose. I'm grateful that I'm capable and able to make choices that work for me. Through this 30 days of gratitude, every single day for 30 days, we are choosing to be grateful. And right now, I did decide kind of at the last moment, I've just had, really, you guys, this year has just been spectacular. There's been so many amazing things that have shown up, so many amazing things I have created, and really, I'm having more fun in my business right now than I really ever had. And I feel like I've set up enough form and structure where it's like everything is just flowing and it's easy and it's fun. And so I ended up actually doing the 30 days of gratitude for free for my email list. So if you're not on my email list yet, you really want to sign up for my email because you don't want to miss the rest of the series. I don't have it on. You can't re-listen to 1 through 4, but you can listen to it moving forward. You can go to my website, Jamie, JAMIE-BATES.com, and sign up right there on my email list, and you will get whatever day we are on. We basically started on December 1st, so whatever today is for you is the day that it will be. So if you're not listening to this on December 4th, maybe it's the 5th or 6th, when you sign up, you will actually get probably the next day's audios because I'm not actually putting it on any type of autorespond. But in the end, or actually now the program is being also put into my library of programs. So maybe one day it will be for sale, but for now it's in the library program. So yeah, so with that being said, you can sign up on my website, get the 30 days of gratitude for free. Really, you know, I look at even this bloodline stuff, these generational ties. You know, I know sometimes that this programming makes you think that you can't change and that life can never be different and that you're always going to feel this heavy and this hard and this upset and this blah energy. But I'm here to tell you right now that that's not true, you guys. The programming is there to make you feel like you cannot change this. The family patterning, the old generational energies that you're stuck in really make you feel like they lock you into the energy where it really truly feels like you can never change this. But I'm here to tell you that you can. And even in this gratitude series, this free series that I'm doing right now, it's like if you understand that, if you start having gratitude for things, even things that aren't showing up in your life right now, like today we're talking about choice, right? I'm grateful for choice. I am thankful for the choices I have in my life. And even if you don't feel like you have choice, but you start sending gratitude for having choice, it opens up a whole new path. You know, the thing is we are continuously telling the universe what we want our reality to be like with the thoughts that we're having. And I totally get it. I get it if it feels like you're in a space in your life where you really feel like you have no choice. You're looking around going, but I really don't. This is what's happening to me right now. I get it. I totally get it. And that's why I decided to give this 30-day series for free, because I want people to understand that when you start practicing gratitude, okay, when you start practicing something different, when you start programming your mind to go to the best case scenario in every situation instead of what is currently happening, if you start programming it in that way where it's like, okay, I'm holding space for my life to be amazing and great and have, you know, choice and possibilities and you know, all of these things, when you start projecting out that energy, you actually start creating pathways. You start creating patches, if you will, of energy, of space, and of consciousness that really truly can create something different. But you also have to choose it, right? And you have to listen, and you have to actively practice it. You know, I was on the first day, we kind of in the intro, I was talking, I'm like, you know, so many of us want change, but we don't want to put the work in to create it, right? We feel like, oh, it's going to be too hard. And not only do we feel like that, but again, this bloodline programming, these family patterning energies, these old generational energies that we're dealing with, they tell us, oh, you can't change this. Oh, you can't be different. Oh, it's going to be too hard. Oh, it's going to take up way too much time and space. Oh, you don't, you know, you already feel, probably more than likely, you feel overwhelmed. You feel overtired. You feel overprocessed, right? And to think about adding one more thing to your day or to your routine, it feels exhausting. But it's the lack and limitation is set up that way because lack and limitation is not something that it wants you to unchoose, okay? Because within the paradigms of lack and limitation, every time you choose it, you're giving that concept energy. Okay. So every time I choose joy, I'm radiating joy energy and I'm expressing joy energy and I'm expanding joy energy. But it's the same thing with sadness. Every time I give sadness my energy, I am expressing sadness. I am expanding sadness. And I know that people think, well, sadness doesn't feel very expansive. And I get that, but when you dance in the form and structure of it, when you express it as a daily emotion, you are contributing energy to the concept. And I don't care if the concept is a joy or if the concept is a limitation or if the concept is stress or anxiety, or every single time you express that emotion, you are giving that emotion more and more space to show up in your field, okay? And the thing is most of us, we didn't actively choose those paradigms, right? You didn't come into this world and think, oh gosh, I just want to live a life full of anxiety. No, you didn't. But what you are aware of or what you are probably more than likely holding on to is this bloodline programming, this family patterning, these old generational energies of we have no power and no control over our life. So we're going to loop in this anxiety energy, right? And it becomes form and structure that you are born into. And then it feels like you really don't have space to change it because it is something that is beyond your control because you didn't really necessarily have choice in choosing it. You were born onto it and everything, all of that is. And all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. You know, I think probably one of the strongest paradigms we can all identify with, because maybe we've experienced that on some level or we have certain levels of it, or we know people who experience this pretty deeply, is poverty. Okay, because let's take poverty as an example for a form and structure for a generational energy, family patterning, even bloodline patterning. You know, if you have lived in a family pattern where poverty exists, okay? Poverty is one of those things that it feels like you can never get out from underneath, right? You can never, ever choose something different. And not only can you not choose something different, but you constantly have to judge yourself against those others in your family to see if you can choose it. Like, oh, well, I can't really make that much money because, you know, that would feel like that's too much money. And, you know, Grandpa Joe would feel like I'm being greedy, or maybe Grandma would feel like I'm asking for too much, or my mom would feel like, you know, I'm being unfair to others. I mean, there's so many constructs and family energies that get upholded around any concept that your family lives in. Okay, so if your family bloodline lives in the energy of poverty, it feels like not only are you not allowed to outcreate that energy of poverty, but everyone in your family is going to judge you if you outcreate it, right? And that loops you back into every time you start to create something different. It loops you back into, like, even, you know, and we see this really often, people win the lottery, right? And they win, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, even from $30 to $60 million, and people think, oh my gosh, if I had that much money, I'd have money forever. And you hear 3 or 4 years later, these people are going bankrupt. Why is that? That is because they had family ties. They had bloodline energies. They had family patterning that was instilled within them that they can't have money. Yeah, and everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, vaporize. And everywhere it feels like you're going to get in trouble for talking about this, or you're going to be in trouble for exploring this, or yeah, everything, all of that is. And let's just freeze all that. Freeze it, 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 freeze it. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You guys, whenever you feel like you're going to get in trouble for something, that's because you're on the verge of changing something that's a huge paradigm that you're not, quote unquote, supposed to look at. And, you know, a lot of this in trouble energy, I feel like, comes from because we had to live in such lack and limitation for so long. I mean, we were probably here for, you know, you probably had at least 50 lifetimes here, right? And you agreed to come here and you agreed to live in this lack and limitation. So there was these implantations of you're going to get in trouble energy, so you wouldn't even look at out creating those limitations. Well, now it's time to look at those you're going to get in trouble energies. It's time to clear them out of there, and it's time to move forward, because it's time to understand that nobody's going to get you in trouble. All of that is there and set there because it had to be there so you could play in the lack and limitation. Well, the jig is up. It's like, it's done. It's time to wake up. It's time to stop living under this spell that you are going to get in trouble, or life can't be a magical exploration, or you can't know what you know. Like, it's time to release all of that and everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. What is everything you are tied into with your bloodline that you are ready to release right now? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let that all go. And what family patterns are keeping you looping and no choice? Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let all that go. And what can you release today to untangle yourself from old generational energies right away? Ooh, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let's just let all that go. Untangle, unwind, release. Untangle, unwind, release. Untangle, unwind, release. Yeah, and we're just going to vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. It is a great time to be alive. We have the ability to wake up right now and realize that we can release ourselves from these paradigms of heavy and hard. There is so much repatterning available to us. We can release these old bloodline ties. There we go. And we're just going to settle down and through all that right there. Down and through, down and through, down and through. What is everything you are tied into with your bloodlines that you are ready to release? Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Then vaporize, 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 vaporize. And what family patternings are keeping you looping and no choice? Everything, all of those are. And all of those, 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 everything, all of those are. Can we just choose to remove all of those from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And what can you release today to untangle yourself from old generational energies right away? And everything, all of that is right there. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. As we kind of clear this out of here. Let's just instill some of this gratitude energy, grateful for the right to choose what works for your life. thankful for the ability to check in and see what you would like to choose, not function in that looping of family patternings. That you are capable and able to make choices that work for you, not auto-respond in old patternings that you have to choose. You are doing so much important work in your family right now. You are choosing things that have never been chose before. You are so powerful and so amazing and such a contribution to this planet. And I know that sometimes it can feel overwhelming and it can feel really hard and it can feel really heavy and it can feel like you're never going to change this. But I'm here to tell you right now, you will. You can. Let's just let go of all of those patterns that tell us we can't shift, we can't change, everything that's in the way of shifting and changing, everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, vaporize, vaporize. You are powerful. You are capable of releasing and unwinding this stuff with ease. There doesn't have to be any struggle around these concepts. You do get to choose. You do not have to be looped back into what your family says or what your family chose. You have choices available to you to make choices that expand your life. And everything that doesn't allow that for you. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And everywhere this feels too hard to change, and it feels like you don't have the choice to change it, everything that's upholding that and everything that's keeping that in that space, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and let's just vortex that through and vortex that through and vortex that through and vortex that through. What if everything that is being created in your life right now is an invitation to something greater? You know, what if things that are happening to you aren't things that are necessarily happening to you, but things that are leading you to a space that's going to work better for your life. You know, I've been talking to so many new people lately, and they've been talking about how their life feels like it's falling apart or things are being done to them. And, you know, the thing is there's this place in the universe where when something doesn't really truly work for you, when you're upholding certain things that really aren't in alignment with who you are or what you want to choose, those things have to crumble and kind of go away in order for you to move forward and live in the alignment and the frequency of who you be. Not everything that you lose is a loss. Some things are removed from your life because they really, truly don't actually work for you. This is what we're seeing a lot of right now. We're seeing a lot of kind of the dissolving of things that aren't in alignment with our life. And I know that sometimes people think that those are very painful things to lose. But in reality, there are things that have to go in order for you to emerge as who you are, because they don't flow in alignment with the life that you truly desire to live. I recently was having a conversation with someone, and she had said the statement that she wasn't good enough for someone in her life. And I thought, gosh, what a disempowering statement that is. And I know that she didn't mean it to intentionally disempower herself. And I know that there was a part of her that knew that that wasn't true, but there was a whole nother part of her that felt like she really truly couldn't measure up to what this other person was looking for. And I thought, you know, if we could all get that, if something isn't in alignment with who you are, and this, I feel like this goes so deep in those, in that bloodline energy, because so many of us have lived in so many lifetimes here that we have been instilled in so many bloodlines who have done things and created constructs that have literally created limitation in our present life. And instead of acknowledging that we're just not living in alignment with who we be, we attack ourselves with words like, I wasn't good enough. If you ever feel like you're not good enough for something that is showing up in your life, that is a call to action, letting you know that that is not the path you want to go down. That path does not match the frequency of who you are. Because when you are in alignment with you, when you are in alignment with your life, it doesn't feel heavy and hard and upset and restrictive. It doesn't feel like you're not good enough to move on. There's an ease. There's a frequency of pushing forward. Even, and I'm not saying it doesn't mean that it doesn't feel like maybe a bit overwhelming. Like, I look at everything I do right now in my business on a daily basis. And I'm actually trying, I'm teaching a couple people how to do what I do, right? And as I'm going through this and I'm like explaining it really fast, and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like, it's so much information. It's so overwhelming. And for me at the stage that I'm at, it doesn't feel that way, but that's not how it started. And let me tell you what, the things I do today in my business probably take me about 45 minutes, but you know what? It's taking me years to master that process. And even my radio show, you know, I look at where I started with my radio show. You know, I'm like, what, we're like over a year and a half I've been doing this radio show now. It blows my mind. Over a year and a half, I have been showing up weekly doing my radio show. And you know what? Where my radio show was a year and a half ago, it's completely different from who I am today. And you don't start at the place of perfection. Okay, and I'm not even saying that I'm even ended at the place of perfection, because I'm definitely not perfect in any way, shape, or form, that's for sure. But every single day I make a conscious choice to move forward, to do these things, to create my life, to create the things that feel in alignment with who I am. Is it been the easiest process in the whole world? Absolutely not. But every single day I make that conscious choice. And it's the same thing with breaking these old patterns. It's the same thing with getting out from underneath, from the energies that feel heavy, that feel like you don't have a choice. You have to continuously choose to be something different every single day. And the choices get easier and easier. Like, it's not nearly as difficult for me to do my radio show as it used to be. And I was thinking, talking to somebody about when I started doing courses. I started doing courses in 2015 was my first one, I think. And I remember when I did my first 30-day course, it was like 2000, maybe 16. I don't even think I made it through I know I didn't. I didn't make it through the whole 30 days. I don't know if it was 2015 or 16, but either way, I didn't make it through the whole 30 days because I literally couldn't show up in that intensity. And now I am like, I look at doing a 30 days and it excites me and it invigorates me and it brings this energy of newness and funness and joy to my life. Like, doing this 30 days of gratitude has just been so fun. And I'm only on day number 4. And again, I've chose a lot to get to this space. Did I have to look at the family stuff that was around me and acknowledge what was showing up and choose to do something different? Absolutely, positively, I did. I get that a lot of the stuff that holds us back in this reality is tied right back into that bloodline programming, that family patterning, those old generational energies that say you can't do that, you can't choose that, you can't have that, you can't be that. I'm telling you right now that you can. Yeah, just take a nice deep breath and really just breathe that in. You can. What is everything you are tied into with your bloodline that you are ready to release? Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. What family patterns are keeping you looping in no choice? That right there, and everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And what can you release today to untangle yourself from old generational energies right away? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. It's time to be free, you guys. It's time to be free to make your own choices. It's time to be able to release yourself from these paradigms of limitation and old family stuff so you can create the life that you want to live, so you can have the life that you desire to have, so you're not basing it on what you can choose based on the family bloodline limitations. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. As we continue on these shifts and changes that the planet is going through right now, you're going to be experiencing many paradigms all at once. So the more and more and more and more rooted you are in you. And what you want to choose for your life, the easier and easier and easier these shifts and changes are going to be, you guys. Yeah, take a nice deep breath and kind of just settle in, just settle in, just settle in. As we kind of go through this, these shifts and changes this month, I am going to be kind of taking this gratitude program and making sure that every single day I am integrating energies that is going to make this process easier and easier and easier. So again, if you have not yet, please go to my website, Jamie, JAMIE-BATES.com. Sign up right there on my homepage for my email newsletter. Really, I'm every single day with this gratitude energy, I am really going to be instilling that energy of peace and ease, the creating those new pathways, right? Those new pathways, being thankful for the things we desire to show up in our life, like choice, like the gratitude for ourselves. You know, that's a big thing. If each and every one of us focused on expanding ourselves and fulfilling truly what our soul desires to be filled, would change this whole world, would change the blueprint of this whole planet. Because if each and every one of us focused on healing ourselves, much of the constructs of lack and limitations that are present in this reality would go away. If we all fulfilled what we each and every one of us truly desired, and not for each other, right? For ourselves. You guys, this is a big awakening of discovering that you can truly have anything that you desire to have. Now, I just recently started with a new client, and with each of my new clients, we go through, and you know, one of the very first things that we look at is, what is it that you truly desire your life to look like? And I want them to get really, really clear about what it is that they desire, right? And that's everything from things to, I want a brand new car, I want a comfy home, I want you know, to the way that they want to feel. I want to feel joyful, happy, you know, to the concepts around what type of people do they want to be surrounded by. I mean, everything, right? We're not just looking at the things, right? We're looking at, what do we want our life to feel like? And as I was looking at this concept with her, and I was writing her a little email about specific things I wanted her to really look at, I had such an amazing wave of gratitude that came over me, you know, doing this work and working on myself, and then in turn teaching others how to do this, how to empower them, how to make choices, how to release the stuff that's holding them back, pushing them through the paradigms of I can't have, and discovering that, you know what, I can. And watching my clients, all of these years I've been doing coaching, watching my clients, step into creation has been probably the greatest gift. But you know what I've learned in all of this is, you truly can create anything that you desire. There's nothing that has to hold you back from your dreams. Not bloodline programming, not family patterning, not old generational energies. You can choose beyond them. Do you maybe need somebody to help you? Do you maybe need to do a lot of clearing? Is it going to take a little deep dive of stuff? Absolutely, positively. But you know, I personally have created so much in my own life. My life is completely different. I've been doing coaching and doing this work in particular for 7 years now. And the amount of stuff and lives and energies I have created for myself and for my family is way beyond what I ever imagined possible. You know, when I look at having two teenage daughters and a 20-year-old, and I look at the people they're becoming and the life that they're living and the amount of drive and energy and space that they have to creating the dream life that they want to live. The way I've seen people move across country and align with life partners and discover who they are and what they desire and what lights them up. It's really an amazing process. And I'm here to tell you that there isn't anything that can hold you back, not even the bloodline programming, not even the family patterning, not even these old generational energies. You truly can have any life that you desire. And you know, you guys, there's so many people out there doing so much amazing work right now. I know that like people ask me, well, who did you train with? Or who did you this? Or who taught you? And yes, over the years, I have dove in with different people, different modalities. But, you know, really, truly what I do is me. And this is, you know, some different things that I have discovered. What I do is who I am. And each and every one of us is going to find our way. And each and every one of us is going to find something that creates for them. So if my work helps you, please let me know. If you've been listening to my radio show and maybe you haven't done much else, I'm hearing from people all over that are telling me, you know, I had somebody reach out to me recently and she said, somebody referred you. She was already a listener and kind of an avid class taker of mine. And she messaged me and said, you know, I had so-and-so, this complete stranger, refer me to you. And she said, it was just so magical to know that, you know, there's people all over listening to you. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how I'm helping you. And I would love for you to join me on this 30 Days of Gratitude series. And really, truly, let's expand our life. Let's get into the creating new pathways for a life that we are truly grateful for on every single turn. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm almost out of time. One more time, my website is jamie-bates.com. I would love to have you join me. I would love to have you expand into some amazing creations with me. Lots of new things planned for 2020. I'm super excited. I'm in, you guys. 2020 is definitely going to be my best year yet. Every year has just gotten greater and greater, and 2020 is going to be no exception. So I am super grateful for you, the space of you, for listening, for allowing me to babble in your life for a whole hour. Whether today was your first time or you're an avid listener of my show, I am totally grateful for you. I'm grateful for your contribution. I'm grateful for your energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. So thank you so much. I look forward to connecting to you in the future, and I look forward to all of the amazing things that we're all going to create in 2020. Thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.